bunch, I get drunk a bunch, I would you sucker.
Nico hates the new SoundCloud design.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. I love it.
Let's debate it.
I love it. Well, we can debate it. Yeah, let's debate it. Let's debate the new SoundCloud design.
Right.
Wait, but before we do that, I'm just going to say
we
that we were just listening to Reaction Flow, just a track that he released a couple days
from
ago.
From UMass. Beats from UMass.
Yeah.
He goes to UMass,
so
right?
Good. Yeah.
Did he graduate? Or
he has not graduated yet. He will soon.
Okay.
So Nico, what are your thoughts on the new SoundCloud design?
Well, let me just pull up a chair here. Okay. Well, so my biggest thing with it is that you can't see what the people that you're following are liking. There's just the little explore feature, and then there's apparently some similar sounds feature, but that I haven't figured out how to use or... I haven't figured out where to locate it, but just that feature that it kind of controls the new music that you find through the explore and like popular tracks. It just goes to like the more popular tracks of each genre. Whereas if you see what the people that you're already following are liking, then I feel like that leads to a more it gets you more music that you would actually listen to.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I can see it.
And then apparently you can't add like little descriptions of yourself on the new SoundCloud.
You can't tell the people about yourself?
No.
I can see how that's a problem. From like a interface.
You can't represent yourself.
Though it's like beautiful. Everything is seamless. You can load pages without sound stopping. There's some pretty wild and future things that are happening on like the web development side of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're doing things I've never seen people do.
I think the design looks pretty sleek, but I don't know. It kind of confuses me as to where things are. I mean, I admit the old SoundCloud was kind of clunky looking, but it had like this really kind of cartoony, playful vibe, which was okay, but I don't know, I found that it was really intuitive as to where things were. Whereas with this, I feel like they sacrifice intuition for just just forget the previous intuition or intuitive before the they sacrifice the intuitive design to make a more streamlined appearance. I don't know, that I find isn't very intuitive.
We'll see what happens. They'll change things up.
Whereas Apple creates, they're able to create streamlined designs, yet they're also very intuitive. Whereas this is like, I feel like everything is mismatched. But I think it could be onto something, but like suggestions, it doesn't seem like they're taking anyone's suggestions, although they're like, oh, send us your suggestions. But I mean, it's probably hard when people are, like a million people are sending in suggestions and stuff.
No doubt. Tanya's looking
at
the man on the landing page of SoundCloud. He looks kind of pensive and mustache.
He looks divorced.
And yeah, he definitely looks divorced. Sitting at a modern kitchen table.
With fruit at the table. I mean, people who are single do not have little bowls of fruit on the table, especially male single people.
Trying to impress somebody.
He's trying to get laid because he's not eating those grapes, though. Clearly, and there are subtle signs. There are subtle signs of orange everywhere in the background, which I think is some. I don't know how this relates to SoundCloud either. He's just wearing very creepy glasses. I think if he wasn't wearing the glasses, it would be very different.
I think they're showcasing what SoundCloud users don't look like.
Or perhaps SoundCloud users can look like him, a student stereotype.
I don't know, he looks like he could be some fancy European DJ or something.
Yeah, all swagged out on that
like
Euro.
Paying
for blowjobs. Getting paid for blowjobs.
Wait, he gets paid for blowjobs? Or he pays for blowjobs? I don't know, would that mustache be a turn-on for a blowjob? A female?
A female kind of blowjob?
Yeah. Cunnilingus, or whatever. It's cunnilingus, right?
I think we've reached a consensus that it's cunnilingus is the blowjob on the female. Okay, we're just gonna play sounds for you. I think we're better at that. This is one of the co-founders of this collective, Deg, hailing out of Chicago, first thing he's thrown up in a while, but it's pretty tasty.
To extend to you an invitation to the pants party. The party, the pants. Would you like to go to a party in my pants? A party in my pants. 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 My pants. A party in 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 my pants. I would like to send to you an invitation to the party in my van, party in my van, party in my van. Thank you.
scorch the falling light. The troubled sun greets love with spite. And these well-worn tragedies are the somber way of beauty. Glassy long glass, the veils that protect are ripped. Exist and then don't exist. A chosen night from ultra high. He patrols the night. The night from ultra high. He patrols the night. A hunting owl come into sight, like a cloud blown across the night. You cover the moon in your sky. You in shadow from ultra high. A hunting owl come into sight, like a cloud blown across the night. You cover the moon in your sky. Put you in shadow from ultra high.
Blue Falcons, Stilettos. FMC.
Thank you.
is our very own Nico.
This is me. This is me, guys. My SoundCloud is Quacky, and it has one of those weird triangle A things. So check me out.
Motherfucking
FMC Future Media Collective out.
Oh, wait, you're my-